we won't pay for their crisis. Lawrence Maples. As the number of officially unemployed people increases, Tory Cabinet Minister Michael Hancock has announced punitive plans to force unemployed youth to attend military-style boot camps. This is supposedly to teach young people employability skills, but is in reality a further intensification of the government's benefit sanctions regime and an attempt to blame the unemployed for the crisis caused by the criminal bankers. The odious, privately educated, carpetbagger Hancock has never been subjected to such a regime himself, despite once failing to get out of bed for a TV debate with Socialist Party member Ian Paterson and subsequently lying about it. This attack follows on from tens of billions of pounds of cuts to social security by the previous government and the withdrawal of housing benefit for under 21s, announced in the June budget. Labour know better. The Tories are deliberately attacking the young as an easy target, but this is the thin end of the wedge. Once implemented, the change will be extended to others, just as the single room rate for housing benefit has been extended to all under 35s. However, the vast majority of Labour MPs are no better, having abstained on the welfare bill vote in the Commons. The ruling class is making young people and workers pay for a crisis caused by the failings of the capitalist profit system. The banks trash the world economy, resulting in millions of workers being laid off, while low-paid insecure employment has proliferated. The Tories would have us believe that there is no money to fund jobs and services. Yet while the previous government cut £80 billion, the exact same figure was paid out in bankers' bonuses. This is to say nothing of the £120 billion plus stolen by big business in unpaid taxes, the £700 billion corporate cash hoards of UK PLC, or the £93 billion in big business subsidies paid each year. Big business is the real scrounger. A workers' government would eliminate unemployment by nationalizing any company laying off workers and cutting the working week to share out the work with no loss of pay. Taking the boss's profits would also make it possible to raise the minimum wage to £10 an hour for all, and bring an end to zero-hour contracts. Socialist nationalization of the major industrial and financial corporations would enable the democratic planning of the economy to end poverty, create full employment, and provide fully funded public services. NSSN public rally and lobby of Tuck Congress in Brighton. Speakers to include: Mark Sawatka, PCS General Secretary Mick Cash, RMT General Secretary Matt Rack, FBU General Secretary Ronnie Draper, BFOR General Secretary Steve Gillen, POA General Secretary. Sunday the 13th of September, 1 p.m. Charlotte Room in the Grand Hotel, 97 to 99 Kings Road BN1, 2FW. Next to the Brighton Conference Centre. www.shopstwoods.net